Habakkuk chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet concerning preeminence. Lord, I have heard your report. I have feared, O Lord, your work. Revive it in the course of years. In the course of years make it known. In raging, remember to be merciful. May God come from Teman and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covers the heavens, and his praise fills the earth, and his splendour is as a light. He has beams of light emanating from his hand, where his power is concealed. Pestilence goes before him, and lightning emanates at his feet. He stood and measured out the earth. He looked and shook up the nations, and the perpetual mountains were scattered, and age-abiding hills were brought low. His ways are age-abiding. I saw the tents of Cushan in adversity, and the awnings of the land of Midian shake. Was the Lord furious with the rivers? Or was your anger with the rivers? Or was your wrath with the sea? For you will ride on your horses, drawing your chariots of salvation. Your bow will be made completely bare, according to the oaths made to the tribes, your declaration to them, Selah. You divide the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you, and they writhed. A watery downpour brought overflow. The deep sounded its voice. It lifted its hands up high. The sun and moon stood still in their residence. At the light of your arrows they proceed, at the brightness of the glittering of your spear. In indignation you step through the earth. In anger you tread on nations. You have gone out for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed nation. You have shattered the head in the house of the wicked, in making it bare from the foundation to the neck, Selah. You have bored through the head of their ruler with his sceptres. They rage like a storm in order to scatter me. Their exultation is as if to consume the poor in secret. You made your way through the sea with your horses, through great foaming water. I heard it, and my stomach trembled. At the sound, my lips quivered. A loathsome feeling comes on my bones, and I shake on the spot, wishing that I may rest on the day of adversity. At the advance towards the people, he will attack them. For a fig tree will not blossom, and there will be no produce on the vines, and the crop of the olive tree will fail, and the cornfields will not yield food. And the sheep will be cut off from the fold, and there will be no cattle in the stalls. But I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord, my Lord, is my strength, and he makes my feet like those of the deer, and he makes me walk on my raised sights. To the choirmaster, for accompaniment by my stringed instruments.